I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to be back with you for another week. Nolan and I are excited about it. We're hoping you're excited about it. And hey, we've already got 1 week in the books, Noli. Dirtbags, 1 week. And you know, I would say a typical first week and stuff like that. You saw some great moments. You saw some, not necessarily any low moments or whatever. And after the first week, just some players that got it done, some that didn't, a couple of rookies that, you know, were basically number one on both the AL and NL hit list, if you want to call it that way or whatever. And they'd come out of the gate hot and doing their job for their respective teams. That, you know, it's been just a good week and a lot of, again, like we've been saying, a lot of excitement for me anyways, and that hopefully Nolan, you as well, and hopefully you as well, Dirtbags, wherever you've been out there watching and listening and being a part of it. So, and on another note, if you've been out there playing your own games as a player, a coach, a parent, hopefully you've had a fantastic week and a lot of excitement, whether you're at the little league level, the youth high school, the college level, the minors or the pros. Hey, you know what? Hopefully it's been a dirty week. So before we do get going with the show, as always, we do have to give our shout out to the boys at the Rip Grip Pro Hitting Training Aid. And you can find them at ripgrippro.com. Great training aid. Want to be, you want to get it in your hand. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, we don't lie. You know, we don't have time to con anybody or play games with you when it comes to this game of baseball, whether it's training, talking about it here on the podcast in general, or anything else to do with it. That's why we're dirtbags. It's as simple as that. So, and of course, we also want to give a shout out to the rope trainer and the throwing aid. You can find that on our website, www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Find out more about it. Reach out to me personally, Instagram, Facebook, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Just reach out to me and I'm happy to talk to you about it all day long because it's a no-brainer of a product. Everybody that's got it, you know what I'm talking about. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's going to clean up your motion. It's going to keep you healthy. It's so many variables that make you a better thrower or a pitcher in this game. So, you know, that's the bottom line. Find out more about it, DirtbagBaseballNation.com. So, anyways, Dirtbags, you know what? We're excited. We're pumped about it. And we're going to get to go across the whole spectrum as best we settle in, get that favorite drink. We're going to be right back here after the break.
Scott for Scott's here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some from my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, 80-count Lysol wipes are just $1.99. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/8. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to kick things off for this week?
Yeah, I mean, let's start out with the Atlanta Braves. I'd say probably the hottest team in baseball right now. Either them or the Tampa Bay Rays, honestly, one of the two. But, I mean, you're looking at that Atlanta Braves lineup, the 1-3 hitters right now. Man, they can't miss a ball. I mean, I know Austin Riley against the Cardinals there on, Monday night? Hits that 475-foot home run over the left field bullpen. And, man, it was just a mammoth shot. And I know Giancarlo Stanton, he hit the one 485 there the other day. But Stanton's been doing that in the past. Like, Austin Riley, I mean, he's a guy that over the past couple years, he's really become a true MLB hitter. And you can tell why they obviously locked him up to that long-term extension there last year. But you're looking at that Braves team, man. That looks like a team that can compete with anybody.
Yeah, no question about it, right? They look good. And then, you know what? You can say it's the first week out of the gate, but, you know, we talked about it all. You got prior to Alex Anthopoulos starting the process of locking up those good young players for the next half a decade to a decade. And then he just carries on the tradition, right? And he just keeps locking them up. And you can just see the guys, they just appear comfortable, don't they? And you know, for me, comfortable also includes confidence. And it's just, they just go about their business and they're just rolling. Acuna Jr., he looks even that much better. He's longer tenured off of the ACL recovery. You know, he just looks good. Albies looks good over the first week, swinging a pretty good back. So that's got to be a big highlight for the Braves, knowing there's another piece in the puzzle, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's their guys coming back to full health, and obviously the addition of Sean Murphy, he's coming in there. He's done a great job behind the plate. Offensively, he hasn't really gotten going up to kind of what he's been doing the past couple of years when he was with the Oakland Athletics, obviously. But either way, I mean, he was brought in there because he's one of the best defensive catchers in baseball. Calls a fantastic game. And, I mean, he's looked the part. But, yeah.
And a pretty good tandem.
Yeah.
Pretty good tandem with him, too, right?
With him and Travis Darno. Yeah. Yeah, no. Like, I mean, Travis Darno is a guy that's been in the bigs for, what, 9 years now, 10 years now? So it's like, okay, yeah. Those guys, they're experienced catchers. And that entire team, like you said, I mean, it's another year of Acuna being healthy, another year of, well, I mean, it's Ozzie Albies getting back up to full strength. And, like, obviously, Orlando Arcia, he just, what was it, that 3-year, $7.5 million extension there. just as the season was kicking off. So, I mean, it looks like he's going to be at least the option for the time being at shortstop for the Atlanta Braves. But, like, that's just a team that, like I said, I mean, that's a team that no one wants to see right now. Obviously, like I said, the Rays, I mean, they've started out to a great start. But at the same time, they're playing against the Detroit Tigers and Washington Nationals, so I can't really give them the credit that I believe is due for what they've done. Their pitching staff's been unhittable.
Like, unbelievable.
Like, it's been fantastic. Every game they've rolled out a guy, it's been some incredible. And now I'm just saying this after the Detroit Tigers go down to Houston and they lay the boots to them in a couple of games. But it's like... Like, at the same time, like, the Tampa Bay Rays, man, they're still that team that no one knows what to expect out of them. And I get it. Like, the past few years, they've been very good, obviously made the World Series in 2020, won the AL East in, what, 21, and then wild card team there last year. But it's their pitching staff, man. I mean, year in, year out, though, it seems like their pitching staff, they just keep on rolling out dudes, and it doesn't matter what they do. Like, Jeffrey Springs, 6 innings, no hits. 12 Ks in his debut.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you sit there and you look at Yandy Diaz, even whatever, and some of their hitters right now, right? And again, it's easy to say it's the first week, but Diaz is a guy that gets on base. He's hitting at the top of the lineup right now for them, but he's also plugged in a couple of home runs already in the early season. The Siri kid, everybody knows he can fly. He can play defense or whatever, and now he's going to get some runs. He slid in a couple of bombs for them already, man. When you get those guys doing those types of things over and above the rest of that lineup, Franco looks good so far. Lowe looks like he's starting to kind of get back to where he was 2 years ago. Again, you know, you got those guys playing to that level around them, whether it's early or not, that's just got to be a good feeling. You just go with it, right? And run with it as long as it'll take you.
Yeah, then I want to jump over to Baltimore, obviously. I mean, we were talking about catchers there a little bit. Adley Rutschman, opening day. I got to give credit where credit's due there, because obviously he tied the MLB record for most hits in a game, in an opening day game, sorry, for a catcher with 5. He went 5 for 5 with a walk against the Boston Red Sox. Put him in a class with 3 Hall of Famers. Like, it was an impressive class, and basically hadn't been done in, what, like 90 years or something like that, the stat line that he had. Tyler O'Neill, another guy that made history, tying the MLB record with 4 straight opening days with a home run. Basically put him, which is funny enough, in pretty much the same category of people as Adley Rutschman's 5 for 5 day. Like, it was a couple of catchers and somebody else. I mean, it was Yogi Berra. I'm drawing a blank on who the other guy was. And yeah, but either way, I mean, like, you're looking at it, and those are some great stat lines just to start out the season. I want to jump in with the rookies, though, too. Like, Anthony Volpe, I mean, obviously he's impressed. Jordan Walker, every single game he's played, he's got a hit in so far, 6-game hit streak, hit his first home run there today. Who else? Corbin Carroll, obviously, he's off to a good start there down in Arizona. Arizona laid the boots to San Diego. Like, I get that they split their series there, but still, like, it was Arizona's series the entire time when I was watching that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll go back to the Volpe and Walker where they were talking about Nolan, and boy, I'll tell you what, I mean, both the Yankees and the Cardinals are, you know, the Yankees more than the Cardinals, but both a lot of veteran players out there on both those teams, right? And when your number one stars come out of spring training, you know, as a veteran, you're not sure whether they're going to have that first great 2 weeks and then hit the wall type of thing or whatever and have to make the adjustment or not. And sometimes it works the opposite way, but boy, you got to feel good about those guys, you know, especially Volpe. He's playing a high leverage position too on defense as well. So when you can do it offensively and defensively and you're starting in Yankee Stadium, hey, hats off, young kid. Hats off. Go get them. Go get her done. Jordan Walker, same thing, right? Just seems to be a lot of patience, a lot of maturity in that young mind of his. And you saw it, I think earlier, just as we were recording this even today, getting his first home run against the Braves. And just a good, clean-looking player and stuff like that for sure. So, and you made a good call on the Diamondbacks as well. Like, the Padres, they're pitching. comfortable right now. A little touch and go or whatever and that. It's going to take them this month, I think, to get settled down. But, hey, you're right. Again, we talked about it before the season started. Arizona's a nice young team. They can be right in the thick of things if things work their way. And again, dirtbags, don't get confused. We're not trying to get ahead of ourselves. It's opening week. We get that. But don't sleep on the Diamondbacks. They're a good, good young team with good, good pitching.
Like you said, like Arizona, I know that we were talking about them a lot in the offseason and everything like that because they did make good moves. Gabriel Moreno still hasn't figured it out offensively down there yet to this point. But it's a team that, I mean, they made the right additions, obviously picking up Lourdes Gurriel as well as Moreno in that Dalton Varsho trade. Evan Longoria, good veteran presence, comes in there. He'll do his thing throughout the year. But you're looking at it, Corbin Carroll, obviously, he was highly touted, number one prospect in baseball for a reason. Jake McCarthy makes an unbelievable catch there the other day where he's falling over the wall. It's just a good team. I don't know where they'll be by the end of the year, but like that 75 win mark has to be kind of a floor for them if in terms of kind of where they want to be as a team. And like the offseason additions that they made and everything like that, if they're not in that 75 win mark, like Zach Gallen's name, he'll be getting tossed around there in trade rumors come the MLB trade deadline.
Yeah, I would think so for sure. So, I mean, and there's definitely a couple of teams that stand out that just didn't get off to real good starts either and stuff like that. You know, and we'll talk about them after the break once we're back with these dirtbags. So we'll be right back here in a second.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Right before the break, we were just saying about, you know, some of the highlights of the week or whatever and that, but a couple of teams for sure, maybe 2.5 teams. I'm not just sure how your thinking is, but Noel and I were talking about it. Definitely Seattle got off to a slow start, especially when you're at home. And that, and again, it's against a great Cleveland team. We know that. You know what? It's a good young team. They proved it last year and stuff like that. And the other team for me was the Phillies. Obviously, they did not look good out of the gate coming down to Texas, but there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement down in Texas with all the moves they've made over the last couple of years and that. So, hey, out of the gate, they went out and did what they needed to do. But, boy, you know, Eovaldi against Wheeler even in game two, I think it was, Nolan. And I don't know, what it, you know, did Philly look flat or was it just, you know what, Texas came out and played good baseball?
I mean, well, let's be honest. The biggest offseason acquisition that Texas made, Jacob DeGrom, he gets lit up for his worst career start in terms of like extra base hits and everything like that in his Rangers debut. And then all of a sudden, the Rangers bats come alive and they bail him out and they end up winning that game against Philadelphia, right? So, like,
yeah, and Aaron Nola.
Yeah. And like Texas, I mean, they obviously made the right offseason acquisitions and everything like that to put themselves into a position where they can be contenders this year. By the end of the year, I mean, I doubt that they'll be contenders because, like we said, it's a lot of guys that are very injury-prone down there. Josh Jung, he's looked like the answer at third base so far to start out the year. That might be an overreaction, but, I mean, obviously a very highly touted guy and everything like that. But they just handled Philadelphia like absolutely nothing. Right? Like World Series, obviously they're coming off of the loss there last year, but like, I can't say that that's a hangover, but let's be honest. I mean, they struggled out of the gate. Houston struggled out of the gate. They're 2-4. You got the New York Mets, who, I mean, I'm going to put in the category of a team that struggled out of the gate. Like they're 3-3. Like I'm just saying relative to what they were paying and relative to what the expectations were for them coming into the year, like Max Scherzer obviously hasn't gotten off to the start that I think everybody was expecting him to get off to with New York Mets. Obviously the Milwaukee Brewers absolutely handled them properly the other day. And it's like, man, like I'm just kind of looking at it. Toronto, another team that has absolutely sucked coming out of the gates. Like Toronto obviously wins the opener against St. Louis and then basically lose the next two pretty easily. And then
Kansas City.
And then they end up winning game two. Now game three is getting played now as we're doing the podcast. So we'll find out how that one will end. But either way, like it's based on the offseason moves that these teams all made, you're expecting them to be over 500. Now I get it that it's early in the year, but at the same time, you're looking at it and you're like, wow, this is a struggling team. St. Louis, I mean, like I said, it was a team that I thought very easily could be 4-2 by now. They did exactly what they were supposed to do against Toronto. Their offense looked great, but their pitching staff has looked absolutely atrocious. Like,
yeah, they don't. There's not a lot of confidence right there now. I mean, from their starters or their relievers, anywhere through that rotation is not looking good at all. Not comfortable. You can't be excited if you're a Cardinals fan looking at that at this point in time, for sure. And then, you know, back to your New York Mets, like you said, I mean, God, you lose Diaz out of the World Baseball Classic already. You lose him for the season, and then right out of the gate, you lose your big free agent signing, Justin Verlander, for what looks like it's going to be maybe 8 weeks, you know, with the strain on the, you know, the arm. That's not good. That's never good. So New York's got some work. Carrasco didn't look his start. Like you said, Scherzer hasn't looked real good. There's some pitchers that, again, they're going to, at the end of the day, it's all going to work out. I get that. Those guys are those types of veterans that I think we can trust the long-term numbers. But when you start losing players, key players around you, those long-term numbers start getting a little bit more magnified. And I don't care that it's April, the first week in April or the third week in September. Like we always say, Dirtbags, you hear us every single year, man. Every game counts. every game counts, because the only reason they're more important in September is because you lost them way back here. Right? When you really think about it, you know, like, of course it looks like, you know what? Oh, the season counts now because we're into September. Yeah. But like we always tell you, go back and look at all those losses that didn't need to happen. Or you look at those injuries during when they were down and the losses versus when they're in the lineup, those key players, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you're right. I mean, you said about the Blue Jays too, Nolan. Like, that's a great pitching staff. That's got to be better. Berrios, we've all come to, whether you're a Blue Jays fan or not, Berrios has been nothing what he was in Minnesota before coming to Toronto. He is nothing even remotely there. So anything good out of him will be good. But Bassett got shelled down in St. Louis by you guys. Manoah looked okay. Gausman looked okay. But that's a good staff. And right now, Kikuchi ended up having probably the best start out of the ball so far.
Well, that should be, that realistically should be a top five rotation in baseball. I mean, you're looking 100%. At it. You got Alek Manoah obviously coming off a top three Cy Young finish. Kevin Gausman, top 10 last year. Obviously, a couple years ago, NL Cy Young finalist guy. Berrios, like you said, Berrios is just an albatross of a contract right now after what his was a 7-year 163, I think the Jays locked him up to. At the time, I thought that it was going to be a no-brainer. Like, I was like, man, that's a great, great move and everything like that. And obviously, it hasn't worked out either way because Minnesota, none of the guys that they acquired ever have done anything like, I'm drawing a blank on the Vanderbilt kid's name that they acquired in the trade there. But either way, Austin Martin was the guy that they got in that one. But either way, it was like, man, like Berrios just, I don't know what it is. If his slider's just not working, his fastball, a combination of both, if it's all just mental, like what the deal is with that. But Chris Bassett, like you said, obviously it's one start, but like his pitches were right over the middle of the plate and the Cardinals absolutely were hammering him. I mean, tagged him for what, 9 runs in two-thirds innings, I think, or 3 1/3 inning. Like,
can't do that in the big leagues, right?
No. No, and I mean, especially when you got Ryu coming back too, like, it's one where all of a sudden he's looking at it and he's like, well, I don't even really have to do too much to earn a rotation spot. Like, I just got to be healthy at this point because they need me. Kikuchi, like you said, obviously he went up against Kansas City, and Kansas City doesn't have the strongest of lineups compared to the St. Louis lineup, but either way, like, yeah, it was just a complete shock to see them start out that bad. Like, I couldn't believe that. But, I mean, hey, it's early in the year, and we'll figure it out quick enough. But, I mean, the one thing that I want to kind of talk about quick, just because we got a couple minutes here still, the time of game so far. Obviously, the average time has been down approximately 30 minutes to start out the year. Stolen bases have gone up. The number of hits have gone up, like averages are up, what was it, 18 points for right-handed hitters and 4 points for left-handed hitters to start out the year. OPS obviously was up about 40 points or something like that. Pretty much it's more of an offensive game so far to start out the year, and that's exactly the way that the MLB wants it, man. Like, the game's moving quick. Like, yes, I get some people are agitated over the time clock violations that some of the batters are getting called out on. I mean, like, you look at it the other day, Manny Machado tries to call a timeout right at the 8-second mark. Like, that's the whole point of the rule, is by 8 seconds, the batter should be ready and staring at the pitcher. He's sticking up his hand at the 8-second mark. Well, it's not on the umpire to grant you that necessarily. Like, if you're calling it at the 8-second mark, that by definition in the rule book is a strikeout because you should be ready. Now, obviously, you had 2 strikes. That's why I'm saying it's a strikeout, because it's called an automatic strike. But, like, and then all of a sudden he starts freaking out on the umpire saying, like, screw you, I call time, yada, 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 gets tossed out of the game. It's like, nah, man, like, that's literally what's in the rule book. That's why they had a spring training. All the minor leaguers, they should know all this stuff. Like, all the guys that have come up, like, this is stuff that they should have been prepared for, because they knew that it was happening basically all offseason long. So I don't know what's surprising to them.
Yeah, and good for them to eject them, right? You can't have the superstars get away with it and the everyday players not get away with it, right? Like you said, it's in black and white. It's right there. Everybody knows what it is. So you're not one player versus another player versus another player. No, 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 no. One for all for one, for sure. And it's great to see them call that across the board and you know, hold people accountable. And you know what? There might be the odd mistake over the long term, but I really don't think there is. And you know what? I've heard good compliments and great feedback about the umpires and you know, from coaches and different players, different people in the business, you know, saying that the umpires were amazing. They've been amazing. They're right on board. They're engaged in it. And let's be honest, why wouldn't you be if you're an umpire, right? It benefits mm-hmm. you too. It's not like it's a hindrance in any way, shape or form to you. It's you off the field too, because you know what? You got a game the next day as well. So one thing I did want to, just in this last minute too, Nolan, was, you know, opening day, I'm sitting there watching it, and you got Yankee Stadium. You've got a highly recognized rookie on the field, and I'm seeing empty seats in Yankee Stadium. So, you know, I was talking with people in the business that I know, and I brought that point up, and I said, obviously, baseball still has work to do. And I think you talked about it last week. I don't know what it'll look like, where it'll be, but I think there's going to be some type of a salary stipulation somewhere along the lines, because I just can't see them going anymore. I really can't, because seats on opening day, Yankee Stadium, available, empty. That tells me people don't want to pay the prices.
Yeah.
Dirtbag, we're going to be right back here in a second. We're going to go with the curtain call questions.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some for my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, 80-count Lysol wipes are just $1.99. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4A. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa! That's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, got some good questions getting right out of the gate early in the season on us. So thanks for sending them in, Dirtbags. And again, always send in your comments, your questions, inquiries, whether you want curtain call questions answered, you want training questions answered, reach right out to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. And we'll get back to you and we'll dialogue with you. And again, like, it doesn't matter whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, we're here for anybody and everybody. So one right out of the gate, Nolan, and obviously you get to see more games than I do back home and with me being over in France. So here's one that came in very interested. What's our early thoughts on the strike ball calls behind the dish?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been too impressed so far to start out the year. A lot of inconsistencies. So here's one for you, right? So opening day, St. Louis Cardinals player Brendan Donovan, he's up at the plate, right? It's the seventh inning, I believe it was. Sixth or seventh inning. They bring in Adam Simber, this right-handed, basically submarine sidewinder. He throws a backdoor cutter, I guess you want to call it that. Either a backdoor cutter or backdoor slider, 6.24 inches off of the plate, gets called a strike. Ninth inning, Brendan Donovan comes up, takes a fastball from Jordan Romano that was 4.8 yep. inches off of the plate. Both of those were called strikes. I can give you, if the catcher is set up on a particular side of the plate, and let's say you miss by 2 inches. I can give you 2 inches. I can't give you 6 inches. 6 inches doesn't even mean, even if it's a back foot or backdoor slider, like that's not even coming around and catching the plate at any point in time. Like 4 inches, well, almost 5 inches off of the plate on a four-seam fastball that's running away from you, basically. I can't give you that pitch. I can give you 2 inches. I've seen it in more instances than that, but I'm just saying those were two of the most glaring ones that I've seen so far. Like 6 inches, man, half a foot. How are you a professional umpire and you're missing by that much on it? Like that is outside of the realm of a possibility on opening day. Like, man, you just went through all of spring training to try and get yourself ready for game one. You don't get yourself ready by midseason. You get yourself ready for game one. So it's like at the end of the day, and this is the biggest knock that I've seen for criticism coming forward for this year's MLB. And it shouldn't be, it should not be, absolutely should not be the time clocks. I have no problem with the time clocks. I'm all in favor of them, honestly. I think it helps out the game immensely because it adds to the whole effect of it, speeds up the game, makes it more interesting to the, I guess, lesser known fan of baseball, right? It makes it more exciting for them to watch it because now all of a sudden it's not a 3.5 hour game that's dragging on and nothing's happening between pitches, right? So my biggest knock is, yeah, the umpires so far, man. And it's like, okay, you guys have been pushing for the automatic strikes to be called. You guys have tested them out in the minor leagues. And Rob Manfred even came out in the opening week or last week of spring training and basically said, we're still not there yet to the point where we're ready to implement it into the MLB. Now, I get that the umpires have a union and everything like that, but it's like, man, like this is the number one reason why people won't come and watch the sport is because stupid things like that are still happening in today's day and age. Like the umpires are paid just crazy amounts of money, right? So it's like, man, they should be held to the same standard as these players in terms of their ability to call balls and strikes. Like, I know the one guy last year in the playoffs, right? He had the 100% game. Called everything that was a ball, called everything that was a strike. Like I said, I can give you 2 inches off of the plate. If my catcher is set up on that side of the plate and he's catching it off of, like, the backside or the webbing of his mitt, depending on what side he's set up on, where it looks like his glove is still on the plate, yeah, I can give you that. 6.5 inches, though, I cannot give you that as a strike. And it's still being called. And it wasn't Angel Hernandez, which is the amazing thing.
I think everybody has a story about Angel Dirtbags wherever you are listening. You know, it's just poor Angel. What a guy. What a guy. So, yeah, you're right, Nolan. I mean, I officiate hockey, Dirtbag Nation. And what was told to me, I started doing it late. And what was told to me was, the best games you do are when people don't even notice you out there on the ice. And I think that goes for every sport, right? Nolan, when you think about it, the official's job is to basically try to do such a good job that people just don't even notice it. They're focused on the game, not on any particular individual within the game. Am I wrong in saying that?
Nope. No, that is literally the point of an official, is just to be more or less a fan on the field. Like, just kind of stay out of the way. Stay out of the way of influencing the game one way or the other. You got to be neutral at all points in time. And like you said, you're professional. You're one of one, or you're one of a million people in the world that get to do this as a professional job. It's like, man, you got to take some accountability and be like, hey, you know what? I got to own that. If I make a mistake, I got to own that. Like, even the one, so the other day, right? I'm the Kansas City Royals game, not the Kansas City Royals, the Marlins versus Mets game. And there was a throw to first, and Garrett Cooper comes off of first base to pick the ball. Pete Alonso gets called out. They do the replay, and at no point in time where Garrett Cooper had the ball in his mitt was his foot on the base. So the play should have been overturned, and yet somehow they go upstairs. MLB headquarters still calls him out at first base. And you're like, wait, how's this even possible? So it's like, man, I don't know if they're trying to defend their own umpires by doing stuff like that, but like stuff like that, right? It drives the fans crazy. And that's the biggest knock on football too, right? Like, so many football fans out there. And it's like, year in, year out, people always say the NFL playoffs are rigged because of the officiating. And it's like, man, now all of a sudden baseball, you don't want to start bringing that into baseball, right? Like, that's what separates those two sports, man. Football, the officiating's rigged. The whole thing's freaking rigged. I don't care what anybody says. To hell with it. Baseball, don't make it a rigged sport.
You said an important part of it, too, that is important. The players as well. The players as well. They know they got to bite their tongue, watch what they say, whether it's in the MLB or whether it's in amateur baseball. You know, those are tough ones to swallow when you know justifiably, unequivocally, the wrong call was made. And, okay, depending on the sport, probably almost every sport, but pretty tough to change it for amateur sports because we don't have video replay, right? But you're exactly right, Nolan. That's where you have to own it as an official. And if you're an official listening to this and you do amateur sports or whatever, and that, maybe you do it already, maybe you don't. I don't know. But as God is my witness, I do it because I was a coach and a player before I became an official. So I think about it that way. I think about how it impacts it and affects it. And I honestly, genuinely will step up and I will apologize at some point in time. I will say, I can't give you a call. I can't make up for it. But you know what? That was on me. That was on me. And I'll tell you what that does. It, honestly, it alleviates everything. It's amazing. We're taught to be afraid to admit that we made a mistake. It's ingrained in our everyday society, which is wrong. You make a mistake, you're a human being. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's amazing when you step up and do the right thing. The odd time you get a moron on the other side, and I'll call them a moron because that's what they are, and they'll go nuts and crazy and yell and scream. Dude, get out of here. Or ma'am, get out of here. Whatever. But most of them are like, really? You just said that? They don't say it like that, but you can tell by the expression on their face that's what they're thinking. And then it's like, hey, no problem, man. We're all human. It's unbelievable. So that's just something to think about. Again, if you're a parent out there, if you're a coach out there, or an official out there, it goes both ways. Be accountable both ways. So, Nolan, another question in. Here's a little bit of jabbing at us, having some fun at us. You know, what was the first game? Some of them have played two games. We did our awards last week, the Cy Youngs. Cy Youngs wanted to know how we're feeling about our Cy Young picks right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, Corbin Burns has struggled for me. Shane McClanahan's looked good, so I'm still confident in that one. Corbin Burns, I mean, I'm not too worried about that, right? Like, he'll bounce back. He's obviously one of the best pitchers in the National League over the past 4 years. I'm not too concerned about that one. He'll right the ship. Yeah, McClanahan, I'm still gung-ho about that pick. Well, I guess I could have just taken the whole Tampa Bay Rays starting rotation as my Cy Young and just done that one.
I'm going to give a huge shout-out to me or whatever in that. I am a genius. You can all laugh their bags or whatever in that. Alcantara, hey, just tossed his fourth career shutout in just 100 pitches yesterday. Garrett Cole, back-to-back, really good starts. You know what? But that's right. I mean, hey, sometimes it works out of the gate. Sometimes it doesn't or whatever. And right now, you know what? Alcantara and Cole are looking great for me. Right now, Nolan is a little bit off or whatever in that with Burns. But, hey, again, it's a long year. So, but thanks for sending them in for sure in that and asking those ones. Here's one that's very interesting as we just wrap up this segment, Nolan. We got about two minutes and 40 seconds. Great, great question. There must be a Pittsburgh fan. Love to get our opinion on it, Nolan, of the Brian Reynolds. There's been some rumors out there in the past week that they're working on a quiet extension with him and trying to figure out the opt-out clause.
Yeah.
How many of them? What's our thoughts on that? Do you think it's actually going to come to fruition, or do you think it's just too far down the rabbit hole and a trade is inevitable?
Well, the latest rumors that I heard, right, were 8 years, $105 or $110, somewhere in that range. Not quite sure what the opt-outs were going to be, but it was basically going to take up the last, couple of years of his arbitration eligibility and everything like that, and then take him into a couple of years of free agency. So he'd be, 34 or 35 by the time he could reach free agency. Obviously, he was a late bloomer getting up to the major leagues. But, I mean, hell, even that, though, right? Like, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm signing him to that deal, but I'm keeping the option of a trade on the table. Because you get him locked up to a deal like that, right? Like, that's basically any deal that he's going to sign won't be that exorbitant of money. Because it's Pittsburgh at the end of the day. Like, Pittsburgh just doesn't financially have the money to say, Harry, here you go. Here's a $35 million contract like some of those other teams. But, like, same time, man, it's like if they wanted to trade him, realistically, where could he go that I think would get the maximum return? Like, I'm looking at a few different teams, and I'm like, man, like, just screaming right now to me, just with the way that the team's gotten off to a hot starts and everything like that. Like, I don't know. Because there's not a lot of teams that have the prospect depth that have gotten off to these great starts that, like, you can justify making these trades because they're teams that aren't really expecting to get off to plus 500 starts by the trade deadline, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, Philadelphia, what do you do there? Philadelphia can't trade for them. The Angels, I mean, they're off to a decent start. If you're trying to make that push to keep Ohtani and Trout and everybody like that, he'd be a perfect guy to go in there. But the Angels also don't have anybody to trade. Like, it all depends on what Pittsburgh's looking for in return too, right? Because obviously the rumors were that they were looking for a Juan Soto type of return. So that's kind of where I'm drawing the pause on it. Right now, I still think it's a long shot for them to get him signed up, but I really hope they do for Pittsburgh's sake.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back to your bags. Noli, give him your final thought.
Liam Hendricks rang the bell. Chicago White Sox fans, hopefully he's back soon for you guys, because that's a huge piece of your bullpen. But he rang the bell, meaning that he has beaten cancer. That is huge for baseball and huge for the Chicago White Sox. So, Liam, we wish you all the best on your now soon-to-be recovery and rehab, and hopefully you can be pitching up in the major leagues very soon.
Yeah, without a question, Nolan. Those pull on the heartstrings for sure. Every time you see success stories like that, fantastic news for everybody involved. Baseball, like you said, Chicago White Sox, the Hendricks family, just really, really good stuff. So that's a great final thought, Nolan. And Dirtbags, we can't thank you enough for being a part of it, being a part of the nation, the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everything else with it. So be sure to follow us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram and Facebook. You're looking for apparel. You're looking for the rope trainer. Go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We've got it all right there. Again, contact us. Message us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation about questions about training, questions about the mental side of the game. Doesn't matter. Questions about, you know what, maybe you want to look at playing baseball over here in Europe. You're that age and stuff like that. If I can help you out, I'll help you out. Hey, you're somewhere else out in Europe or whatever, and that hook me up, and you know what, you're in my area of France or whatever, and that come and watch a game. I'd love to have you come out and watch us play ball and meet you face to face, because that's what it's all about. That is really what it's all about. We always talk about it, man. If you're out there playing right now, you're out there parenting, you're out there coaching, have a great week. Have a fantastic week. Be a dirtbag on the field, off the field, every single day. Be a dirtbag. Grind it, get it, And don't ever let anybody stand in your way, for everything you want to do belongs to you, but it comes through you and is done by you. There's no question about it. Quit waiting for people to do it. Don't look for it. They're not going to. No disrespect. It's your responsibility. That's why you're a dirtbag. That's why we're a dirtbag. So on that note, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.